Mark, it's a Friday morning, so of course I need to ask you, have you ever had a prickly pear margarita?
I cannot tell a lie. I have, and it was delightful.
Yeah, it looks like you're still feeling the effect. Turns out there are lots of other ways to enjoy this desert fruit. They'll all be celebrated this weekend at the 7th Annual Prickly Pear Festival in Superior, Arizona.
So the festival began years ago at the Boyce Thompson Arboretum, not far from Superior. And as demand for that event grew, they expanded it to the town.
It starts with a short guided hike early tomorrow morning near the Superior Airstrip to show people how to forage for the ripe prickly pear fruit. But event organizer Pete Casillas says you need to come prepared.
You got to bring your own bucket and tongs and gloves. There's plenty of prickly pears there to be picked.
Now, if you've never seen a prickly pear fruit, it's about the size of a plum. It can be yellow or light green. But the ones in Superior are a bright fuchsia color.
It ripens roughly around this time of year. August, early August is probably the best time. And the ones we have here are one of 30 species that we kind of highlight, and it's a really bright red fuchsia one. A lot of people think it has a sweet taste, but it doesn't really have a sweet taste unless something's added either with sugars or agave syrup. Found it that with the botanical garden here, there's a lot of botanists that found that the area here is rich in the antioxidants and health benefits of the tuna, they call it.
And if you've ever been to an Arizona tourist shop, you've seen some of the obvious uses, from jellies to syrups.
And of course, candy. And of course, there's the great prickly pear margarita.